Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Rick Manning. Batting second. The DH, Ted Simmons. Batting third. The first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Robin Yount. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ben Ogilvie. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Roy Howell. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jim Gantner. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Sundberg. Batting ninth. The right fielder, Deion James. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Bob McClure. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Wade Boggs. Batting second. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting third. The left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Tony Armas. Batting fifth. The DH, Mike Easler. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bill Buckner. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jeff Newman. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Marty Barrett. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Jackie Gutierrez. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Roger Clemens. And now, play ball. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning strikes out. One out. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Barrett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a pop-up towards short. Gutierrez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gutierrez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell strikes out. Two outs. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler strikes out. One out. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. the Brewers will come to bat. Jim Sundberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sundberg hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Armas, who is chasing the ball. Sundberg reaches third base with a triple. Deion James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett fields it and throws to home to get Sundberg. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0 for 1 in the game. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards second. Barrett fields it, throws to first for one, and over to second, with Gutierrez covering. It's a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Howell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jackie Gutierrez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutierrez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McClure fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Boggs hits a fly ball into right field. James settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 1 in the game. Simmons strikes out. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 1 in the game. Cooper hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 1 in the game. Yount hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cooper moves to second. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ogilvie hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cooper scores. Yount moves to second. It's 1-0, Brewers. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 0 for 1 in the game. Howell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rice throws the ball into Barrett, who tags Howell, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Yount scores. Ogilvie moves to third. Two outs. It's 2-0, Brewers. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0 for 1 in the game. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops it up and throws to first, with Clemens covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 1 in the game. Evans hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Manning. Rice reaches second base with a double. Evans moves to third. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0 for 1 in the game. Armas hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 0 for 1 in the game. Easler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Easler for the out. Evans scores. Rice moves to third. Two outs. It's 2-1, Brewers. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0 for 1 in the game. Buckner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Sundberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sundberg is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Sundberg strikes out. One out. Deion James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James is 0-for-1 in the game. James hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Armas. James reaches second base with a double. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0-for-2 in the game. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. James moves to third. Two outs. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-2 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. James scores. It's 3-1, Brewers. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cooper hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Armas, who is chasing the ball. Cooper reaches third base with a triple. Simmons goes all the way around to score. It's 4-1, Brewers. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Yount hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 0-for-1 in the game. Newman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Howell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0-for-1 in the game. Barrett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jackie Gutierrez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutierrez is 0-for-1 in the game. Gutierrez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Howell juggles the ball. That's an error on Howell. Barrett moves to second. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Boggs hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Barrett moves to third. Gutierrez moves to second. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Rice hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Ogilvie hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Howell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Armas. Howell reaches second base with a double. Ogilvie moves to third. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0-for-2 in the game. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Sundberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sundberg is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Sundberg hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ogilvie scores. Howell moves to third. It's 5-1, Brewers. Deion James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. James hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett fields it and throws to second for the out. Howell scores. Two outs. It's 6-1, Brewers. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0-for-3 in the game. Manning hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. James moves to second. Steve Crawford now pitching. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. James moves to third. Manning moves to second. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cooper for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ed Romero now playing third base. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0-for-2 in the game. Armas hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gantner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Easler hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Manning. Easler reaches second base with a double. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0-for-2 in the game. Buckner hits a fly ball into right field. James settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 0-for-2 in the game. Newman hits a pop-up towards short. Yount settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the Red Sox 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Yount hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Ogilvie hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Yount moves to second. One out. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Yount moves to third. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0-for-3 in the game. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Crawford fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Ladd now pitching. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Barrett hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sundberg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Gutierrez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutierrez is 0-for-2 in the game. Gutierrez strikes out. Two outs. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Boggs hits a fly ball into right field. James settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the Red Sox 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Sundberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sundberg is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Sundberg hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Deion James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. James hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Rice hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0-for-3 in the game. Armas strikes out. Two outs. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Easler hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 6-3, Brewers. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0-for-3 in the game. Buckner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the Red Sox 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Cooper hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Simmons moves to second. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Yount hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Simmons moves to third. Cooper moves to second. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Ogilvie strikes out. One out. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Romero hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner fields it and throws to home to get Simmons. Cooper moves to third. Yount moves to second. Two outs. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0-for-4 in the game. Gantner hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Raleigh Fingers now pitching. Rick Miller pinch hits for Jeff Newman. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller takes first base on ball 4. Chico Walker pinch hits for Marty Barrett. Chico Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Walker for the out. Miller moves to second. One out. Rich Gedman pinch hits for Jackie Gutierrez. Rich Gettman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gettman hits a fly ball into right field. James settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Miller moves to third. Two outs. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Boggs hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 6, and Boston Red Sox, 3. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.